The title of my address this morning is Christmas Messages, and just noticing how the messages of Christmas have changed in my lifetime, and I'm sure they will continue to change in the future. But just to see, we only notice these in retrospect, and it's interesting to see them. While most people love Christmas, there's a sizable number who find Christmas difficult. This may be because of painful childhood experiences, or because of loss or trauma during the year. It may be that the person is just a bit of a grouch, someone not inclined to party. Christmas is an emotional time. No matter what our attitude is to Christmas, it has the ability to magnify life experiences, the good and the bad. And it's the time for tradition. As every family knows, if they do something two Christmases in a row, it's a tradition. Three, it's set in stone. And people say, well, we do it because we've always done it. And that's what people love, to do the old traditional things. And yet, as traditional as Christmas is, the Christmas and the messages that surround Christmas change over time, and this change only becomes obvious in retrospect. Growing up in a small town in Ireland, our Christmas started very close to the 25th of December. It began with a church choir visited each street in rotation over about a week. And it was a red letter occasion. The choir wore full robes. They brought the crib from the church with them. And this crib had life-size pieces in it, figures in it. And the whole thing was carried around in a cave as well. And it needed a generator. And the entirety was pushed, dragged, pulled on a two-wheeled vehicle that was then and still is now used to convey coffins from the church to the graveyard. When the choir arrived, though, everybody came out into the street. The choir sang and everyone joined in. The houses wouldn't have been very well decorated. The odd star here and there, a lot of stars, few candles, and the odd Christmas tree. And the Christmas message of my childhood was that the birth of Jesus initiated the process of redemption for humanity. And we believed every detail of that nativity story. We believed in hosts of angels bringing good news to the marginalized. We believed in the virgin birth, even if we were a bit hazy about those details. We believed in stars to be followed. And we believe that God loved us so much that he intervened directly in the affairs of the world that one time to save us. And of course, that was before television advertising came along. We knew nothing about things like the Queen's speech. That was a foreign country to us. It was the only message we heard. We believed that reindeers could fly, Santa brought presents to good children, and we enjoyed food that was exclusively eaten at Christmas time, puddings and cake, and turkey and ham. And alcohol was so exceptional in our house that one of the few memories I have of my grandfather is that one Christmas he drank a glass of Guinness. It was not a time of indulging in a lot of drink where I came from. And Christmas finished when the Christmas cake was gone. That was it. It was done and dusted within 2 weeks. When our children were young, the world of commerce was certainly making its presence felt at Christmas. But very much at that time, it was about making magic for children. Our family tradition was centered around a visit to Santa at Switzer's window at Christmas, and I'm sure I'm not alone in that. The window attracted a mob of excited children, and the window was decorated with mechanized scenes of elves making toys in Santa's workshop. And it was a magical time for lit grottos. And things of the past, you know, it was very much about things of the past. And despite having left the Catholic Church, I was always drawn back to church on Christmas Day. And I wasn't alone in that. It was always packed on Christmas morning. But religion is now peripheral to to the lives of most people. And for the majority, the Christmas message now comes exclusively from advertising. And we have to remember that the job of advertisers is not to bring hope to humanity or to enchant children. It is to get us to spend money and buy things. Brown Thomas is now where Switzer's once stood. The elves' workshop has definitely disappeared. I looked at Brown Thomas's window last year, and if you go online, you can still see pictures of it. There were figures of impossibly stylized, humanized figures, but they were so skinny and thin and tall, and they were just really hard to see them as real human beings. And there was one standing in front of a large quality street sweet box. And instead of Quality Street on it, it had the words Grafton Street instead of Quality Street. And this is what Switzers or Brown Thomas say about their 2023 window. Our Christmas 2023 display was the most extravagant, joyful, complete with a giant bespoke sweet tin emblazoned with the words Grafton Street. The energy of this Christmas display was exuberant, Moorish and playful, making it one of our favorites. It wouldn't have entered my list of favorite shop windows. It was just selling things for the sake of selling things. This year, Dublin City Council say about their offering, it's an experience like no other, where people of all generations can experience a specially commissioned, dynamic, colorful, imaginative light projections by leading artists throughout the city center. So all those traditions of the moving crib is back, but the animals are taken home and tucked into their stable every night. They seem to be disappearing. And I know age, you sort of say, oh, it was great in the old days. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the messages we are getting every day, all day, are from a single source: buy things and you will be happy and you'll have a wonderful Christmas. And all the reports, this morning there was a report of what the Pope said, but that was the first religious message I heard. I heard lots of reports about people are spending an average of 10% more this year. The average per household is 1,500 over Christmas. Shop footfall in Cork is absolutely brilliant, a little bit down in Dublin. There is nothing joyful or magical or happy in any of those messages. And of course, Christmas advertising starts immediately after Halloween. And that early start is driven by our reluctance to live in the present. We are constantly seeking novelty, that we have to be looking forward to something all the time, never content to live in the present, be that living a happy time or an ordinary time or just a wonderful time. And without exemption, these messages portray Christmas as a fairy tale of perfection. Decorations are themed and color coordinated. No one is overworked, impatient, stressed out. Christmas tables are filled with an obscenity of food. There isn't a singed turkey leg in sight. And people actually eat their sprouts. And families are all made up of thoughtful, happy people, and no one drinks too much or gets noisy in the evening. And not a single red-faced cook among them, and no dirty dishes piling up in the kitchen. And no leftovers to be put in the fridge. And it's all a fairy tale. You know, if the table is laden with all that food, someone has done it. Let's not leave it to one person to look after it. Of course, Santa has disappeared from the dialogue, and baby Jesus is most definitely relegated to yesterday's story. The festival is now so commercialized, it's not surprising that we want Christmas finished on Stephen's Day. Even before Christmas, the ads for holidays have started. The ads for the sale are on. The shops are open tomorrow. It's all bringing you ahead, 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 and expecting novelty. And when we are looking forward to novelty, we're not in the present. We're not enjoying the moment we have. The persistent message beamed to us is firstly that happiness is found in consuming things, that more is better. And that is just untrue, and it is very wrong for the planet. The other message, the second one, is that there is some version of a perfect light, life that exists out there, and that it's achievable if we try hard enough. You know, if you buy the decorations and get them up and cook all the food and everything is color coordinated, that you will be happy and have this perfect life. Another message we are getting is that the world is filled with happy families that have achieved this perfection. And that is the greatest porky of all. The world is not full of happy families. It's full of families like yours and like mine. Overall, we are very good, but we can get grumpy and we can be a nuisance and all the rest. There are no perfect families out there. There's no perfect childhood out there. But the good news is that I'm going to remind you is that we are not tied to that commercial fairy tale. It's not too late, this is just Christmas Day, to forget the advertiser's messages and to celebrate Christmas as you want to. And like that reading this morning, Christmas is the time to revel in wonder and magic as children do. As we did before the world of ambition and responsibility robbed us of our imagination and our childhood. Children love mess. Forget order and neatness. Let there be messiness, because it's in the messiness that you will find the magic. So forget about those perfectly presented houses. They're not true. There are sets for doing ads. They're not real. Make your mess and enjoy it. And nature, go to the world of nature. That's where you will find amples of magic. Our ancestors placed such emphasis on this magical time that they built the tumulus at Newgrange to mark and capture its magic and its wonder. When you think about it, the tilt of the earth and how it orbits the sun creates the seasons and the hours of daylight and darkness. For 6 months now, each day has had fewer and fewer hours of daylight. That was until the 21st of December. On the 21st of December, daylight is at its shortest, but the 22nd had a partial part of a second longer daylight in it. And that will increase and increase now for 6 months. And the miracle of that return of daylight has never failed us yet. And that's better than magic of any light presentations on city buildings. The return of daylight has never failed us yet. And while we are waiting for the return of warmth and daylight, let's sit with the conditions we have now, with the darkness and the chill. Just let's sit with it. Hunker down. Look at the world of nature. It rests over the winter. It's time for us to take our ease. Stop running around. Munch over in your head what has happened in the year and where you are now. Recharge your batteries. This is the time to do that. The Celts believe that plants rest in winter, and we should rest too. Allow the mind to wander at will. Dare to dream a little and to sift through the experiences of the past year and to find any grace that exists there. Every experience of every sort has grace in it, and sometimes that grace is well hidden. But we have to look for it and find it. We may not believe that an actual star moved through the sky to guide the Magi to the manger. But the story is a metaphor for the belief that we each have our star to follow, our destiny to fulfill. The Buddha, Jesus, and every spiritual tradition teaches that the aim of religion is not pie in the sky when we die. The aim of religion is that we live life in its fullness here and now. When we follow our star or our destiny, not the one the advertisers tell us to follow, but to follow our own star. When we live the life we are meant to live, we will be our true selves, and in being yourself is true happiness found. So this Christmas, don't fuss. If there's a disaster, you laugh about it next Christmas. Follow your star, dream big, look for magic and wonder. Don't wait to begin living. You have to live every moment as it comes. Live the 12 days of Christmas so that you will reach the end of your days whenever they come and experience having really lived. Amen.